Right, this is Radio Kate, and I've wandered into Dublin now, and I found myself at Trinity College Dublin, and I've just stopped off to talk to actually a student here who should be able to tell me a little bit about the place.
Yes, so this is Ireland's oldest university. We're established in 1592 under the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, and the idea was that we were a theology college, and that by educating a generation of Irish clergymen in the Anglican faith, that this would help spread Anglicanism throughout Ireland. Obviously that wasn't terribly successful, but you know, we've moved on from there, and you can study almost anything you like in Trinity. And I'm pretty much an eternal student, so I've been here for about 9 years. So
9 years, what are you studying here then?
I'm on my fourth degree, so I'm doing my doctorate in history.
Your fourth degree?
Yeah, so I've got my BA and then MPhil, MLit, and now I'm doing my PhD, so pretty much an eternal student. So hopefully this will be my last year. I think it would be kind of psychologically important to get out of college under a decade, and so that's what I'm going to aim to do. So.
And what's it like being a student here? I mean, it's a beautiful place. It must be great to study here. Or do the tourists just get on your nerves?
No, the tourists don't get on our nerves at all, actually, to be honest. I actually really like the fact that Trinity is open, because you get like a really steady stream of people from Dublin kind of coming in here, having picnics and lunch and things like that. And also, I think if it was just left to kind of, academics and students, the place would be very depressing. I mean, you know, tourists add a kind of crucial element of kind of energy to the whole campus, so very, very important. So
if you are a visitor to Dublin and you're coming here, what are the sort of key things that you should look out for in the university?
Well, the key things to see in the university would be the Book of Kells and the old library. And to be honest, I mean, even though, you know, history of art student, I have to admit that unless you're really into illuminated manuscripts, the Book of Kells might not live up to the hype. In contrast, though, the old library is absolutely beautiful. I think most people are more impressed by the old library than they are by the Book of Kells. So, I mean, no one speaks Vulgate Latin these days, so, you know, it's a bit of a loss on most people. But the old library is absolutely stunning, so I'd recommend that.
And you offer a little tour, like walking tours around the university, is that right?
Yeah, to be honest, it's just a really handy way of making a bit of extra cash. And, I've kind of, it's really, really easy to do as well. And just talk about college for a little bit, and then, hopefully make enough tips to get a curry or something like that. You know, I've got a super healthy lifestyle.
So if people are coming and they want to find you, who should they ask for?
Well, they'll just ask for kind of tours, and we always have a desk out during the summer, and we get lots and lots of tourists.
Well, what's your name, if they would come and tip you in particular?
Jamie. My name is Jamie.
So. Lovely. Thank you ever so much.
No, awesome.